This is Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole, with your host Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions and Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Sue and Cole provide their clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here with the financial information you need are Sue and Cole.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. My name is Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management, and joining me as usual is my mom, Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions, as well as our wonderful co-host, Tony Shore. Now, anybody out there that's listening, if you have any questions while we're chatting today, feel free to give us a call at 715-355-4445 or visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. There's tons and tons of resources on the website. You can, of course, check out some of our past radio shows. You can check out some of our past TV programs as well. You can also check out information in regards to our retirement reports that we run for our clients, as well as information about our process if you're thinking about scheduling an initial consultation with one of our advisors. So all sorts of good resources out there. Make sure you check out the website. That again is retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. And of course, on the website, you can also schedule that no obligation complimentary consultation. You can click on that book now link on the website, or you can give us a call. Again, that number is 715-355-4445. And you can use that number to book in our Wausau or Eau Claire office or virtually if you prefer. Though I wouldn't say it happens frequently, a fair number of our clients do ask us about unretiring. Now, I know what you're thinking. That must mean that they ran out of money or something like that. But sometimes that is the case. But often these are conversations that are sparked by other factors, the most common of which is boredom. Think about it. During your career, you were on the job for 40 or more hours per week, every week for 30, 40, or maybe even 50 years, depending on your lifestyle. But for many people, their job is also one of their biggest social outlets. It's not only where they earn their paycheck, but it's also the place that they talk about last night's game or, of course, the latest movie that just came out. It's an opportunity to build friendships and enjoy lunches out with people that they like. So once you retire, spending a significant amount of time around other people may be a little harder if you aren't adequately prepared. So during today's show, we're going to discuss the concept of unretiring and what some of the pros and cons may be. But before we get into that topic, let's make sure to say hello to everyone here with me today. Sue and Tony. Tony, how are we doing this morning?
I am doing great, as always. It's a new year, and hopefully it'll be a new me. I'm trying to lose some weight. I think I need to lose about 25 pounds. That's my goal. That's my starting goal. So,
and I have to lay off the pizza.
Yeah, well, you've been inspiring me. I know you've been working hard on the Peloton and exercise equipment and really been getting into a routine. And I'm looking at that going, you know, it just makes me tired every post you put up. I feel
actually it helps improve your activity level. You know, you work out and it actually makes you feel better. And so you're less tired throughout the day. I actually did find that, Tony. It's weird. But, you know, I'd find myself lethargic at the end of the day, come home and you want to take a nap before dinner or whatever it might be. Nowadays, I don't have that problem as much.
That's so awesome.
I feel like, although, yes, working out does tend to make you a little tired sometimes.
You're an inspiration, though. That's, seriously, I've been looking at that going, yeah, I need to kick it down. I mean, you know.
Well, it is a new year, so it's a perfect time for that New Year's resolution.
Exactly. How about you, Sue? How have you been? Are you gonna join Cole? Do you have a Peloton?
I ordered one.
Good. You're going to get into the workout routine.
Yeah, I sure am. Yeah, I'm excited about it. New year, and it's time to get moving and make some changes. So I'm excited about it, and he has definitely been an inspiration to me.
That's good. Cole, you're inspiring all of us. Look at that.
Yes.
Well, that's,
I know.
That's part of my goal. You know, if I can help people to, you know, get in a little bit of intentional movement and, you know, help their health and all of those things that come along with it, longevity, you know, all that kind of stuff. Obviously, I want the people in my life to be around a longer period of time, and staying healthy and being active is a big part of that.
Yeah. Well, that's huge. I love it. So I like our topic today, too, because, you know, we talk about retiring so much on the show. But today, Cole and Sue, you guys want to talk about unretiring. That's going to be interesting. I mean, you toss out a topic like that. That's a new one on me.
That's right, Tony. And actually, there was a U.S. News and World Report article entitled How to Unretire. And it provides an interesting perspective that we think is worth highlighting for our listeners. Now, it first notes that those considering unretiring should consider four main points. The first one being, why do you want to go back to work? And the next one would be adequately weighing your home life and budget, and thoroughly researching available jobs, and last, determining the potential impact on your Social Security.
Well, yeah, and any financial decision you make, especially during retirement, that's going to have an effect on your Social Security, should be discussed with a financial services professional. I know people should not make any decisions like this without consulting with you guys, and I encourage our listeners to give you a call. If you're not currently working with somebody, you're going to want to consider doing that before you talk about these types of things, right?
Oh, absolutely. That couldn't be more right. And we should take a look at why some retirees go back to work. Now, as we mentioned a couple of minutes ago, the main reason is often a financial one. But many retirees have a fixed income, and if they determine that income isn't enough to maintain their preferred lifestyle, going back to work may be a potential solution. Rising prices, like those that we've seen over the course of the past year or so, are certainly another factor that could nudge someone who's retired right now maybe go back to work. But if you went into retirement 4 or 5 years ago and were doing well with your budget, recent inflation may suddenly make that budget seem a bit precarious at best.
I bet. I think it's understandable that inflation has done a number on a lot of retirement budgets. And as you say, if you go into retirement with a careful budget, hey, an extra $100 or even more a month for groceries or things like that, that really makes a big difference.
That's right, Tony. And another reason some folks unretire is boredom, which I briefly touched on at the top of the show. Now, on many previous shows, as well as in client meetings, we make a point to stress to people that planning for retirement just isn't about getting your finances in order. Now, in our opinion, you must have a plan for how you're going to fill all that extra time. And if you don't have hobbies or a social network, it's possible boredom may nudge you back into the work world.
Yeah, that's true. I think a lot of people don't take into account the time they're going to have on their hands when they retire. And if you're a social person, especially, you know, those are good reasons why people might want to unretire. But what are some things that may make our listeners out there actually go this route?
Well, Tony, if you're at a place where you can't pay your monthly bills, or if paying those bills makes you feel anxious and stressed, you may want to chat with your financial services professional about the possibility of going back to work. Now, if you don't want to go back to work, a check-in with your financial services professional may help you find ways to cut back on spending or to produce more income. Now, the article also suggests if you're retired with a spouse, you could each return to work for just part of the year. That way you can increase your monthly income without either spouse having to work full time. Finally, for many of us, a job gives us a sense of purpose. We know why we're getting up each morning 5 days a week, and I think that's particularly true if you have a job where you are directly helping people. Now, in my own experience, it's not uncommon for a new retiree to feel unsure about where they fit into the world. For those folks, if a hobby doesn't fill the void, a job may, even if it's only a part-time one.
Yeah, good point. And correct me if I'm wrong here. When we say unretire, that doesn't necessarily mean going back to your old company or even your previous field, right?
That's right, Tony. And during retirement, your curiosity may lead to a new passion, which could lead to a new career. So perhaps you were an accountant in a previous life, but during retirement, you've discovered a talent for web design. You may then decide to use your web design skills to put a few extra bucks into your pocket.
Yeah, that's a good call. Have you ever thought about going into web design, Sue?
Well, not at this immediate moment, but I might have to give that some
right.
thought.
Exactly. Exactly. So, Cole, before we go on, we should take a quick break. Why don't you let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you and set up that complimentary, no-cost, no-obligation consultation?
Absolutely, Tony. I'd be happy to. They can give us a call at 715-355-4445 to schedule that consultation in Wausau or Eau Claire or virtually if they prefer. Or they can go right out to the website, retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. And they can click on that book now button that pops up throughout the page. That'll take them right out to our calendar. They can schedule right here and now with one of our advisors.
All right. That sounds great. And listeners, stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole after this.
Retirement can be both exciting and intimidating. At Bushka Retirement Solutions, we have found many people fail to truly maximize some of the benefits offered to them, primarily Social Security. Since deciding when to file for your benefit is so important, our firm has assembled an informational packet on Social Security. Give us a call at 715-355-4445 or retirewithbushka.com to get your copy.
And welcome back to Financially Speaking. I'm your co-host Tony Shore. I'm here with our hosts Sue and Cole, and it's been a great show so far. We're talking about the concept of unretiring and what kind of factors go into determining if it's that, you know, if that's going to be the right move for you. I don't think I'm ever going to need to worry about unretiring, because as long as my voice holds out, I'm never retiring. Right?
Absolutely. I mean, that's really all you need in your role, Tony. It's just a voice.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. So what else do you have for us, Sue?
Well, the U.S. News and World Report article I'd mentioned in the first segment has more interesting information that we'd like to share before we move on. Now, the next of which is to get back into the workforce if and when you choose to unretire. Now, in the first segment, we noted that unretiring doesn't have to mean going back to your previous employer or even working in your previous field. However, we suspect that many people who unretire would be most comfortable going back to a company and a line of work that they are most familiar with.
Sure. Of course, some people do like to try new things, and I think it's an interesting question. I'm really of two minds about it. One hand, I like the idea of having a new professional adventure, you know, jump into something you haven't tried before. But on the other hand, I get that appeal of going back to a line of work you know, surrounded by people you're already comfortable with, right?
Right, Tony. And it is a hard question for some people. You know, I mean, they kind of struggle with, do I go back to my familiar or do I start something new? And if working for your former company is the route that you'd like to take, the article does recommend reaching out to your former boss or coworkers to get that conversation rolling. And if they don't have a full-time job available, they may offer a part-time role or maybe even a consulting position, depending on that.
Well, yeah, I know a lot of people who retire, but then go right back to work as a consultant. And right. In some cases, they get their pension or whatever, but yet also still get that consulting money. So can be a good option. I'm glad you brought that one up. And I think for some, especially if you've been retired for a few years, the physical part of going back to work, even if it's just getting up early and driving to work, spending 8 hours there, that can be a little daunting for some. And even if people want to go back to work, they might not physically be able to, right?
Oh, I totally agree, Tony, and the article addresses that very point. Now, whether you're considering trying to get your old job back or toying with the idea of doing something new altogether, it's important to be honest with yourself about your current health and energy level. You need to be sure that you're really up to it, and there's potentially a mental energy component to consider as well. So let's say you've been retired for 5 years, but are now sufficiently bored that you'd like to really get back into the workforce. And it's possible that professional technology has changed a great deal during those 5 years. So do you feel up to learning new technology? And if so, are you confident that you could do it fairly quickly?
Right. And that's the thing, new technology. And, you know, I just when I think I have it all figured out, boom, here comes another huge advancement. And I see this happening, you know, keeping my parents updated on technology as they get older is tough.
Right,
and it's
exactly.
going to get tougher for me as I get older. I just, it's a fact right. of life, right?
Yeah, right. Absolutely. You couldn't be more right there. Now, one potential solution for those who want to work but don't exactly love the idea of being back in the office is remote work. I'm sure that many of you have seen numerous news articles and segments about the rise of remote work over the course of the last several years. And if it appeals to you, this may be the time to take advantage. Many roles that aren't remote are hybrid, which simply means that you spend part of your work schedule in the office and part of it at home. Now, you may also want to ask about flexible hours, which could allow you to set your own schedule in a way that may avoid certain days of the week or early morning or evening rush hour traffic.
Well, yeah, avoiding traffic. I like doing that. That's one of the things I loved about the work from home situation, because I'm not
right.
necessarily close to where I work. Right. So,
right. Exactly.
That's huge. So, you know, obviously, my biggest takeaway so far is that if you don't have to unretire for financial reasons and instead want to go back to work for personal reasons, you're in a position of power. You don't have to take the job because you have to. You're going to take one because you want to, right?
That's right, and I couldn't agree more. When you have leverage, use it. And one final note here, if part of the reason that you want to go back to work is for social reasons, you should be aware that remote work means your coworkers will often be little more than voices over the phone or shadowy faces over a video call. Though some remote roles do come with in-person meetings or special team-building events.
Okay. Well, what does going back to work potentially mean for somebody's retirement benefits then? I mean, like Social Security.
Well, the article explains that if you're currently receiving Social Security benefits, the amount that you're receiving could be affected if you head back to work. Just how much will be determined by your age and how much money you're making. Now, certain wage caps may mean that your benefits will be withheld for a certain period of time, though the article adds going back to work may also mean larger payments later in some cases.
That makes sense. But in terms of hard numbers, what does this mean, Sue?
Well, the article explains that once you hit your full retirement age, which for many people is 66, you can work without seeing a reduction in your Social Security benefit. But if you're collecting Social Security and working prior to your full retirement age, it's possible your benefit will be temporarily withheld. Now, those who haven't yet hit their full retirement age and earn more than $18,560 in 2022 may have $1 taken out of their Social Security payment for every $2 they earn above the limit. Now, in the year that you reach your full retirement age, $1 in benefits is taken away for every $3 you earn above the 2022 limit of $51,960 for the months before you reach full retirement age.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, beginning with the month that you do reach full retirement age, your payment amount is recalculated. And you'll get credit for the months that your benefit was reduced or withheld due to your excess income. And it's possible you'll get a larger payment because of your continued earnings.
Yeah. Yeah, but you do want to make sure you have a plan in place and work with somebody that does Social Security maximization and works with that. I know in your office you have that. You help your clients with that. So for our listeners, that's an important note. We're going to keep rolling here. I think it's been a great conversation. But before we move on to the next segment, Cole, let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you.
Well, Tony, they can give us a call at 715-355-4445. And that's, of course, to schedule in our Wausau or our Eau Claire office, or, of course, virtually if you'd prefer. You can also do so on our website right now, retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. Click on that yellow Book Now button, and that'll take you right out to our calendar so you can schedule with one of our advisors here and now.
All right. Well, this has been an interesting conversation. We're talking about unretiring and how you can decide if it's right for you. Sue, what do you have for us in our final segment here?
Well, I'd like to next focus on another U.S. News and World Report article entitled Eight Benefits of Unretiring that touches on some of the things that we've already mentioned, but that goes into more detail. Now, we mentioned going back to work for extra cash earlier in the show, but in addition to the reasons we already cited, the article also notes that even if you have a solid nest egg, going back to work or working part-time in retirement may mean that you can delay taking withdrawals from certain retirement accounts. Again, be cautious about what your decision to get back to work may mean for your Social Security, because you don't want to find yourself in a situation where you unretire and you find a job you like and benefit from financially, only to get a cold dose of reality by the way of Social Security.
I especially don't like cold doses of reality. Let me just put that out there.
I don't think anybody does.
Yeah, yeah, and I think it makes so much sense. Again, I don't want to beat this issue too much, but you have to work with a financial services professional on anything and everything Social Security related. And I know you guys have that Social Security maximization report you can run for our listeners. So I encourage them to call you for that. What else about unretiring do we need to know?
Well, the article also explains that unretiring may lead to some positive work-related benefits, which isn't something that we've yet addressed today. So retiring before you qualify for Medicare often means that you'll be left to find health coverage on your own. But if you decide to go back to work, you can focus on choosing an employer that provides good medical benefits. There may also be other benefits-related perks, like the opportunity to kick more money into a 401k, an employer match to that 401k, paid time off, and access to things like an employee cafeteria or gym, potentially.
Ah, yes, there we get back to the working out and the gym memberships. So
yes,
if you're making it a point to exercise regularly, and especially in retirement, having access to a well-equipped gym without the burden of membership fees, that's an excellent perk. I mean, you know, or do what Cole did, and if you have the means, get that home gym set up, right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, do whatever works for you is what I always tell people.
Yep.
You know, I mean, I was never much of a gym person. I always felt intimidated by all the equipment and all of those types of things. And I found a system that works for me, and that's what anybody has to do. So,
right.
You know, there's not one solution that's a one size fits all, unfortunately.
True.
Now, earlier in the show, we did mention that boredom that can sometimes come with retirement as something that sometimes nudges people into unretirement. But sometimes the problem can be more significant than just boredom. If you're retiring without a spouse or partner and don't have an ample circle of friends, social isolation can certainly set in. And unretiring may expose you to new people who have similar interests and who then become friends outside of work. And even if you don't build friendships with coworkers, you still get the benefit of shared conversations and laughter throughout the workday.
Yeah, that's key. And you've brought up potential harm of social isolation on previous shows, Sue and Cole.
Yeah.
I know that's an issue that you both care a lot about, so I'm glad you gave us that reminder.
That's right. And the article's next potential benefit of unretiring is the boost that you may receive from helping others. Now, we think that this is a very important idea because if you unretire and you get a job in something service-related, like working with patients or tutoring students, you'll not only receive some income, but you'll also get what I think is the deeply emotional reward of helping people in a very tangible way. Now, that's not something I think you can put a price tag on, quite frankly. Because there are many people out there who could benefit from your talents and experience. and put what you've learned to work for others.
Yeah, I think that's nice. And I think a lot of us, when we're in middle age and the heart of our careers, at least I say fairly often, boy, I'd really like to volunteer to do this or help with that, but I just don't have time, or I'd love to support this charity or cause, but I'm buried in work or family. But retirement and unretirement, that's an opportunity to finally give some of your time to the things you care about. Maybe unretire and go to work for a charity or a cause you care about.
Oh, absolutely. I think you nailed it there, Tony. Also, the next possible benefit of unretiring is quenching your curiosity, something that we touched on just slightly earlier in the show. Now, much like your comment about not having the time during our careers to support all of the causes and organizations that we care about, we also don't always have time to follow our own curiosity when we're busy building our careers. But if you choose to unretire and seek a job outside of your previous field, it may be a great time to follow your muse, so to speak. If you've long had a fascination with the arts, why not seek a role at your favorite local museum or music venue? And unless you're feeling significant financial pressure to unretire, the unretirement process is something that you can really take your time with.
Well, yeah, and if you're considering unretirement because of financial pressures, speak to your financial services professional. Give you guys a call first to discuss all these options. You don't have to figure it out on your own. I think that's key, right, Sue?
That's right, Tony. And you don't need me to tell you that one of the common topics when it comes to news and information articles and segments about retirement is the importance of staying active. Like, how many commercials have you seen with retirement age people enjoying a spirited game of beach volleyball? While volleyball is fun, you don't have to get quite so sandy to stay active.
No, you don't have to play volleyball to stay active in retirement, which is good for me. I think this is a great topic, and our listeners need to pick up the phone, give you a call. Before we go, Cole, let our listeners know how they can do that.
Absolutely. They can give us a call at 715-355-4445, or they can go to our website, retirewithbushka.com. Again, all sorts of resources available on the website, including the ability to match up your calendar with ours and schedule a complimentary, no-obligation consultation with one of our advisors. That website, again, retirewithbushka, B-U-S-K-A.com.
All right, and that does it for today's episode of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole.
Thank you for listening to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Sue and Cole at Bushka Retirement Solutions and Bushka Wealth Management. Call 715-355-4445 or visit them online at retirewithbushka.com. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin. Insurance products and services are offered through Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, and Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. are affiliated companies. Sue Bushka, Cole Bruner, Bushka Retirement Solutions, LLC, and Bushka Wealth Management, LLC are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.